I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. We'll start off this morning with Plog because Mike Jeffcoat is under the weather, he said, and hope it's not anything too serious. But we'll get rolling with James Plog this morning. Hey Plog, what's up, man?
What's up? Hey, I told old Jason, yeah, he's sick. He's sick of talking on the radio.
No. Better not be the case.
Oh man. I told Jason I gotta drop something off here in just a minute, but it won't take me but a second to drop it off.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I could fill in the dead air space while you're dropping. What are you dropping off?
Hell, talking
suitcase of money at my front door this morning.
Yeah, I was on the way to your house.
Yeah, go ahead. Drop me off about 100 grand. That'll get me through the weekend.
Yeah, I had 100 G's before you go to Vegas to do something. Oh, Lord. No, nothing, dude. That's it. I see what happened. Well, I finished my last little trout trip. I don't even know what the day is. Today's Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday. All day long.
Thursday. We had a bunch of old storms, and, man, I could have went. You know, no big deal, but it was just blowing.
Yeah.
So we just hung out, and I finally left, and it was still blowing. Man, this ain't, you know, it was wrapping around that storm, you know, kind of come out of southwest. And it finally got nice, but I was reading some old articles. Man, you got to get up in the middle of the night, get them early, go home early. And I don't know, man. I'm sure it's like that somewhere, but in Galveston, Texas right now, if you ain't fishing at noon, straight up middle of the day.
No, that's with everybody. 10 to noon, that bite starts going off about 10 o'clock, man. The early bite is, well, it's the way the tides are right now.
And I mean, we caught them. Actually, we caught them pretty good. But I missed them because of that storm. We were a little bit later, and I pulled up, put the hook out, and there was no current. I said, I'm telling y'all, man, if it's a bite right here, we catch four, like, instantly. And I noticed it. Well, my boat swung just a little bit, and I thought it was a ship. I said, man, I don't see no ship sucking this water. So I think that tide's fixed the switch. And if you look at the tide chart, it was not a big drop. But let me tell you something, buddy. That was about a 4-knot current.
It's a Johnny Flesher, man.
Yeah, I'm swinging backwards on my anchor. And I got like 100, I probably had about 115-foot line out because I, you know, tried to anchor in the mud so my anchor don't slip. And hell, I'm backwards. I said, man, we ain't even throwing on the fish. And then I kept bumping up on my hook, and we were just catching junk, little trout and sand trout. And I said, man, I think we missed this gig. So I moved, and we caught some pretty good fish. And if that current wouldn't have been running so hard, you had to just dead stick it. And I told my guy, I said, look, man, you got to throw to the left and don't even do nothing. Just keep it tight. You had such a bow on your line. When you got a bite, your rod's pointing one way, kind of like catching a marlin or a tarpon.
Right.
Your line, you set your hook here because that's where your rod tip is.
But the fish is way over there.
100%. That's what I try to tell them. I said, man, that's why you're missing them. Look at the bow in your line, dude. And, I mean, it wasn't great. I just had Sam and his boy, and we caught 22.
Yeah.
We just left. It was getting late because, you know, we went at like 10. So we probably could have caught 30. But I'm telling you, if there was just a little bit of current right there, we'd catch 50, 60 for fun.
Yeah.
It was just so hard to catch them. So that was it. I never saw a boat.
Amazing.
I take that back. I run into Johnny Holmes coming across the channel, and we sit there and BS a little bit, but that's the only
Johnny Holmes.
Oh, Johnny, he's still after him. So that was it for me, man. I'll be back in October.
Well, goodbye and good riddance.
The
trout are glad you're leaving.
No, man, not no more, buddy. Not no more. They ought to be pretty happy because I turned most of them loose. They ought to be pretty happy.
Well, yeah.
But I was talking to Kenny about that. The whole winter, spring, you know, we don't have our big fish mix like we used to. You know that. But overall, it was pretty good, but I was telling my guys, I said, hey, man, we're coming off, what is it, year three from when it froze?
Yeah.
So we're really where we should be. I mean, that deal, I don't care what anybody says.
Everybody played that down. My head was swimming. I'm going, everybody's ducking and bobbing and weaving and don't want to address the problem. Anybody that thinks we didn't lose any fish in 2021 are just, they're out of their mind.
Dude, I mean, I ain't the smartest guy in the world. When it's 18 degrees outside and it's blowing about 40, it's not good.
That water temperature stayed below 40 for about, I don't know, 50-something hours. And it was, you know, at 38 for about 30-something hours. So, I mean, you're living in a different world than I am if you can't see through that. I mean, that's just...
Yeah. When my buddy sent me a picture of Jamaica Beach, and it's all dead fish. And, you know, you get mullets dying, everything. And I think I probably sent you that picture. And I zoomed in, and I said, man, there's about 400 dead trout in front of this guy's pier right here.
That's in a deep canal. That's in a protected area.
100%. And it's one guy, one pier. And I said, man, this ain't too good.
No.
I was pretty lucky where I was fishing. Well, I tell you, I was fishing in chocolate. Well, when all them plants and stuff froze, they didn't run no barges in there.
Yeah.
So that water's, let's just pick a number, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, it's about 15 foot. And those fish were right where I left them. But I fished like the day before the front hit, or 2 days.
Yeah.
And when I went back to fishing, I went by myself. I didn't even take nobody. Now, I didn't even take no waders. I just went to look. Said, man, let me go find some deads. Maybe I can get on Facebook, tell everybody they're dead. Not just kidding about that. But, man, and I stopped somewhere. I was talking to somebody on the phone. And I saw a bottlenose. I was real close to the channel. I said, man, look at old bottlenose. He's hunting some fish. And I just messed around. And it was a place I fished. And I picked my rod up. And I threw out there. I said, man, I think I had a bite. Well, long story short, I catch two right there. I said, well, there's two of them alive. and I went back to where I was fishing, and I'm not wading. This is a wading spot, and I'm just in my boat drifting around like a goofball, and I catch like 10. I said, man, they're still here. And then I stopped on something coming out. I tell you, I was supposed to take Jay Stuckey that day. I said, man, Jay, I think we got problems. Just chill. Don't go tomorrow. Let me go. And I stopped on another spot, and I think I caught 8 or 9. I caught like 20-something fish. I said, okay, we're good. Well, we were good right there, but we wasn't good in a lot of places. We wasn't good in a lot of places.
No.
So,
it
but
is what it is.
Yeah, but it's been good. And it's the same old deal. Remember how it used to be, you know, in the middle of the day on the wells or when we used to work slicks and stuff, middle of the day. It's good fishing because you pull that old west wind or southwest, and it's nasty in the morning. It's white cap, and then it fades, and you got, like you said, between about 10 and about 2 before the wind switches to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find them, catch them. Catch a lot of them on top waters. Hey, man, I'm telling you, Thursday, if it had been right where the current wasn't so bad, if you'd have threw the top water, you'd have got like 2 twitches and it'd been, it would have been behind the boat. You couldn't have done it. But this is a good topwater spot we were fishing. I told Samson, man, we'd have crushed them on topwaters. But anyway, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, I still can't get over that accomplishment of Cameron's, man, that fantasy slam. That's just absolutely crazy.
That's pretty cool, man. It's just cool. And he was upset yesterday. They missed a lot of fish. I think they caught a blue and a sail. And I think they got covered up. They had, and these are little rat blues, but I think they had a triple in the spread. And they ended up catching one, got 3 heads back. So they sang Cocho 3 of them. So they, you know, in them tournaments, and he knows it, you got to catch what you see, man. You go to missing fish like that, you're toast. And then Justin, his buddy on the Quantified, dude, they threw a sailfish in the boat. He's like 70 pounds. So he had to leave and go weigh that fish in at South Padre. But Justin had a double slam. I think he had a double slam plus a sail. Plus, like that 70-pounder he caught. You're not going to beat that. For the Gulf of Mexico, that's a giant sailfish.
What, 70 pounds?
Yeah, that's going to pay him about, man, because they're in all the pots. That's going to pay about 180, 190 grand.
Now, what are they fishing? The TIFF?
TIFF. It's kind of
they don't do tournament. A points deal or
yes on the release, but the big money, a lot of the big money in TIFF is killing stuff. They like hanging up dead stuff.
We took the gotcha
down there 2 years in a row and were charters and fished that tournament, but there's a lot of money in the dead stuff,
right?
But I think what Cameron told me, like, if you don't kill a blue marlin, nobody kills one. Well, that money rolls over to the release blue marlin. Somebody doesn't kill a white marlin, that money rolls into the release. See, we had a white marlin we should have killed last year. We should have killed him. He was like a half inch. And, you know, a lot of people, I didn't know. Me and Cameron talked about it. And, you know, hey, it's kind of like these redfish guys. Man, I think he's good, but he might be over. You just gamble and go let who's ever weighing stuff and measure stuff, leave it up to them, you know?
Right.
Because there's too much money at stake. And we left, we may have left about $148,000 on the table.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, yeah, that stung a little bit.
Yeah, that.
But.
More than sting.
Yeah, that's a. But you live and learn, man. You learn from your mistakes, so.
True.
But overall, fishing's been really good. I'm not disappointed about it. I ain't caught no big ones, but the numbers, you know, the last 2 months, if you wanted to catch, and we did a lot of days, an old 10 fish limit. You got 2 guys catch 20, you got 3 guys catch 30, you could do that most every day.
Yeah.
There's always that crappy day. What's that one day, that Monday, like Monday 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was terrible, man. We caught three fish.
It happens.
Yeah. That's just fishing.
It used to happen back when we had millions of them. I mean, it's,
yeah, remember that?
You know, can't get a bite. Them. You can't, you know, if they're not biting, they're not biting. I mean, it just, it
they
happens.
Ain't biting. They ain't biting. And some days, the trouts just take off. They just don't bite. But the feeding windows right now are pretty short.
Yeah. Well, now, it's August. I mean, here we go. Water's hot.
It's hot, dude.
You know, these people need to be careful. If they get on a school and sit there and beat on them after they get their three-piece, they need to be careful with these fish because that water's hot and I'm hearing about a lot of floaters.
Well, you can't do it, man. Cervoni the other day, love Tom, goes with me 20 times a year. I watched him take a fish off. I said, hey, man, you're out of the fish taking off business. Just bring them over here. You know, you can kind of cradle that little old trout, kind of turn him upside down a little bit, and he'll quit flopping.
Yeah.
And you can get the hook out. But the smartest thing you said, just smash the barb down.
Now, just smash it down. I mean, what do you got to lose? It's not we're fishing for 30 inches anymore.
Hey, that's true. But I'm guilty of it. But we break off. These places I'm fishing, I break off so many times.
Oh yeah,
you know. So I'm guilty of it, but people are scared of that fish flopping instead of being easy and just flip him over. I'm watching Tom take that fish off. I'm looking at that fish's eyeballs popping out. I said, "Man, that old fish
death grip on him looks." After he got through with him, he looked like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
hey, let me knock his break out. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups, up to 40, and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, Plog, I'm back.
All right, worked out. I dropped my little stub off. And
oh, that worked out perfect, didn't it? How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
So when are you going to start running the tarpon, you know?
Today.
You're going to fish today?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go look, or are you taking a trip?
Well, kind of both. I'm trying to go. I'm basically trying to go somewhere and not catch nothing away from the 9 million boats that are trying to catch a tarpon.
Yeah.
Which is going to be hard to do. Getting harder every year, buddy. I don't know, man. I just I ran away from a lot of fish last year. Did not have a good season. It ended up good, but it took me 2 months to find them where there wasn't 15 boats.
Yeah.
You can't outrun a cell phone, brother.
No, you can't.
You can run, but you can't hide. You can't outrun.
Well, I tell you, that's been the downfall of fishing in general all around.
The fishing in general.
Cell phones, social media. I mean, it's put a lot of added pressure and everything to our fishery, and it's changed things really bad. Not for the good.
Mickey, it ain't for the good. Somebody asked me about fishing the other day, and I said exactly what you said. I picked my phone up, and I threw it on the dash. I said, you want to see the biggest problem about fishing? Is what I just threw right there on that dash. And sometimes I wonder how many people would actually go fishing if they couldn't put it on that phone.
Probably
I think you
probably
cut
many.
People that actually go, you know, I go for the, I mean, I got to work. I got to get paid. I go because I still like it. If I didn't like it, I quit. And I ain't going to have to tell somebody what I caught. Because I don't care. That's not why I go. I go because I enjoy it. I go for the challenge. I go to find them. Just like the tarpons. For me to run to somebody's report with 15 other boats, it don't mean nothing to me. Everybody knows how to. Us that went to Louisiana, that learned how to catch tarpon on jigs, taught everybody. We did that 25 years ago. They didn't. And now I got people telling me how to do it. It's like trout fishing. You, Blaine, Daryl, myself a little bit, we taught everybody how to work slicks, where to go, how to throw lures. And now everybody knows. So, and then when everybody knows where are you going to go fishing? Huh? Where are you going
You're
to
not.
Take your guys that are paying you big money to go catch something? I was talking to Kenny about that the other day. And I ain't crying about it. I'm just saying that's how it is.
No, it's truth hurts.
And
that's just the way it is now, the nature of the beast.
And I'm not scared to put 167 gallons in that boat, burn 150 of it out, and not see nothing. That don't bother me. That's just fishing. I don't need to run to a report.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm not trying to act like I'm big time. No, I'm not going to do it. So you get a call, 15 boats get on school to fish, you catch a couple of tarpons, you got it on there live, you're on Facebook live now.
Right.
So what? You ain't done nothing. You didn't find nothing. So
well, it's a look at me kind of fishing world now. I mean, everybody lives their lives through that. They can't wait to catch something and get it immediately up like they were the first guy that ever did that. I mean, they better stand in line. There's millions ahead of them.
Ain't that the truth, buddy?
I mean, you really think that I'm going to stoop to putting a three-piece on a fillet table and all of them are about 16 to 18 inches long and pose with those fish? I don't think so.
I just can't do it.
The glory days are gone. I mean, when you could go out and catch you a 60, 70, 80-pound stringer of trout, and then, hey, you want to pose with something? There's what you pose with right there. You want to look good? There you go. That's it. That's something to shoot for.
And we talk about that all the time. That's why, I mean, we laugh about calling me clicker stuff, but you got to play some kind of game. And the game we used to play was I was trying to beat you, you trying to beat me, you trying to catch a 70-pound stringer or 100 back when it was 20 or something.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. I mean, I'm glad everybody catches something, but it don't mean nothing to me. I like finding them.
I'd rather have big fish than numbers. That's just the way I am. I mean, I've caught so many fish in my lifetime that doesn't interest me anymore. I want to catch big fish. I mean, I see how it was with my dad and them. They'd go wade the surf, wade West Bay behind a pass. They'd fish all morning long for one good bite. That's all they were looking for. They wanted one big trout, you know. And some days it turned out they'd catch five or six like that.
Well, we fished for big trout. That's what we did. That's what we loved. We had to go to work, but in the wintertime, now that it's what they call it, big girl seasons now, you and I were
big
the only
girl seasons. We couldn't pay anybody to go with us in the winter when we were catching all them giant stringers of fish, man. It's too cold. I said, no, it's not. If you got good gear, you're not going to get cold.
Oh, man, we could get them pictures out when I was a kid fishing with you. They wouldn't even understand that. Hey, we used to trade old jeans some trouts. So we'd go in there and eat on the way home.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's just a different world, man. And I still in fishing, it's almost a little bit more of a challenge now because now you're trying to dodge the boats. They're not on every street corner, and it's harder and it's a little more rewarding when I can figure out a little niche, just like that stupid place that you and I and Wayne went about that little stupid place I took you to over there. That's a terrible spot. But I found it, and it's a good place to, you know. So I kind of do stuff like that. Like if somebody was to call me right now and said, hey, man, and they are, half the city of Houston's going to Fort O'Connor today. Hey, man, we got them right here. I would turn my boat and drive about 50 miles opposite direction.
Right.
I'm just not doing it. And luckily, my customers are as nasty as I am. Like I told Larry, Larry Higgins, my angry you guy. Larry fished with me a lot tarpon fishing. And I told him, I said, look, man, I can't fight these people no more. I said, we're probably going to be a little lax on our catches this year. And here's exactly what he said. I don't care, buddy. Wherever you point that boat, I'm in there and we're going.
Yeah.
And we had a pretty tough time. But then when we did hit him a lick, then he understood. I said, see what we're doing right here? There ain't a boat in sight.
And that's why you hit him a lick.
Exactly.
Once the boats get on them, it's like trout fishing, red fishing, anything else. When you pile all them boats on them schools just bust up and scatter to the wind, man.
It's terrible. We jumped 68 fish, and this ain't bragging. This is just, we jumped 68 fish in 3 days.
That's getting it.
With nobody around me. But there's a lot of people caught a whole bunch more fish than me last year because I didn't do that kind of stuff. But it's okay. It's okay.
Well, it's just.
So it's just different. It's just different, buddy.
Well, social media has just changed everything. I mean, it's everybody's lives. I mean, they think they got a fan base, and, man, everybody wants to know what, you know, you know, sitting on the dock of the bay photos, and well, I got them today, and, you know.
You know what it reminds me of? I was telling somebody this other day, you know, because we, you and I got closets and closets full of giant trout pictures. It ain't like we didn't take no pictures, but we got them out in fishing shows. Hell, we were in business. We were, I mean, we had a reason for doing it to try to, you know, for our fishing shows and stuff. But then there was that always that one guy you run into. Hey, man, how's fishing? Oh, it's pretty good. And here he had his old pictures in his front pocket and popped them out. Remember those guys?
What
Facebook is. It's that guy. It's that
brag book.
Of them.
Brag book.
hey,
when you're great, you don't have to do that. People do it for you. When you're good, yeah, you might have to promote yourself a little bit, but it's like me, if I wanted to book a guide, I sure as hell wouldn't go on social media to shop for one, because all you're going to see is his good stuff. You're not going to see all the bad stuff in between. All
you're
seeing is
see
the best he's got. But if a guy refers me and says, hey, well, I've been fishing with this old boy for 20 years, and he is one awesome fisherman. Now, there, I'll take note to that. I'll give it a shot. But just to go online and shop around and look at photos and dead fish, no. I'm not gonna roll like that.
Well, that's how you and I are. That's how you taught me.
Word of mouth, man. Referrals. Business. That's the best
referrals
business you can get.
And then they're real customers. Like, you know, I got some of my guys that are, man, they're a one particular group, a new group that I got, greatest guys on the planet, buddy, they can fish. They're going to fish with me 30 times this year.
Right.
I don't want to take somebody new. Your guys were your guys, the Petties and the Tom Birds and all those guys.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I don't want to have to. I'm too old to load up somebody new and take them fishing. Hey, now I screen them. I said, hey, where'd you come from? He said, well, so-and-so sent me. I said, okay. I said, can y'all fish? Well, that's a no. Or they said, yeah, we wait and do all this stuff. I said, okay, that's cool.
Come on with it.
You and I earned the right to be able to do that. We've done it so long. So
that's it. Well, I didn't do it for the money, because I still don't have any money in all the trips I ran in my lifetime. I mean, I did it for the sport and the love of the game. You know, it gave me the opportunity to make a living doing it, but to do what I loved and was passionate about and really enjoyed it. And
that's the only reason we ever did it.
As far as just herding people through like cattle and, you know, one-timers, you know, get their money and send them on down the road. That's not what I was about.
That ain't how we did it, because we like the fish. I love it. You loved it.
That's the only reason I was a guide, so I could afford to fish.
Yeah, so we could go every day.
Yeah.
And I told somebody, so look, I make a living. I pay my bills, and if I want to go do a little something, I can. But real money, to make any real money, we ain't never made no real money.
No, never will.
You can't.
Guide business is like a mud hole. You're just stuck in it, spinning your wheels, and you're making a little progress, but at least you're not going backwards. You're just maintaining is all you're doing.
Just maintaining. But guess what? When everybody else is sitting at home and they're not going, I'm going. So.
There you go. All right, dog. Well, hey, man, you have a good day, James. Somebody wants to come fish with you, and, you know, better be referred. No, just kidding. throw them a number out there, man.
All right, buddy. Always love talking to you, man. 497-717-7306.
All right, dog. Hey, James, have a good weekend. See you, man.
All right, buddy. See you
later. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down the coast. I think Sharky's in Freeport this morning, maybe. Let's check in with him and see. Captain Michael Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing, man.
Man, oh, man. We prepping down
prepping?
Here.
Prepping? All right, cool.
We're prepping. It's looking good. I'm trying to pin down Naylor right now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pin down, Nader. Good luck with that.
Yeah, we stayed at their house last night. I see him in here getting ready. What a goof, man. We're excited. I don't know how many boats are taking these vets out, but
yeah,
we're going to find
out. Yeah,
you got
your big veteran deal, huh? That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, we want to know. I got Mickey on here. I found him. Hey, how many boats are going out today?
We got five boats going today.
Five boats, buddy.
Five boats of veterans. Awesome. Yeah.
Five boats. We got 20 veterans. And you know what? Big shout out to Top Coat, the two guys, Kenny Hayes and Tommy Pearson, for stepping up. We had one boat drop out, and both of these guys are Vietnam veterans, and they're going to drive all the rest of the vets. So technically, we have 22.
We got an extra couple in there.
That's even better.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun.
We got some old school hardcore guys.
Dude, that'll be epic.
Yes.
We're going to get out there, do some snappers, see if we can find some kingfish, and then the rest is history, man. Whatever else we can find out there. If it's swimming, it's in danger today.
Well,
it's in danger today, buddy.
That's cool. Yeah, kingfish is picking up a little, huh, from what I'm seeing and hearing?
Yeah, for sure. We found a first couple, the first decent bite for us. I mean, we haven't been fishing for them too heavy, Mickey. We've been making those long-haul runs, but yesterday was the first – no, 2 days ago was the first time we stopped in and tried to do a little bit of kingfishing somewhere, and it was decent. We caught a few of them, and some other boats were hooking up to them. So, and Jeff down here, y'all been catching them.
Yeah, the bite just really turned on this week over here.
Yeah.
Newport.
What are you concentrating on, shrimp boats or structure or what?
A little bit of everything, really. They've been inshore, offshore. They're pretty much scattered.
Yeah.
Some of our 150 foot spots are hitting pretty good right now.
Right.
Man, I think the big thing today, Shark, I think the shrimp boats, dude. I think the shrimp boats is
Jeff's locked in. He wants to go. I'm there with him.
I'm personally a shrimp boat guy.
Yeah. You pull up, you don't know what you're gonna get back.
Exactly.
I know. That's the way I used to enjoy hitting them shrimp boats, man. Golly, like Jeff said, you never know what you're gonna hit. You may pull a giant thing off.
It's like
a big mahi. I mean, anything.
Like a buffet back there.
It is.
Sure.
And we're trying to show up and get us some food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're trying to get back there.
Darts.
Yeah. Just hanging out, ready to get out there, you know, get our food.
But you know what? One pro tip, they Casey, every time he goes and hits a shrimp boat, every time, he goes and takes a piggy perch. He loves piggies. He loves taking piggies.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll do one lap around that shrimp boat. One lap with a piggy. Everyone. And you know what? How many wahoo that guy's picked up at even this time in the season when it's real late like
that?
Man, you got an old fat girl hanging out just wanting to get a free meal. Whammo. You got it. You know what I mean?
There you go. I'm with
Boat
you.
Up, baby. Boat up.
I just had a text from a listener wanting to know, can you guys explain deep dropping? How you approach that, what you fish for, and how you do it. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different types of fish to fish for when you're talking about deep dropping. But, the biggest thing that we do when we're talking about dropping in 1,000 foot of water or 600 foot of water, you got slow pitch jigging, which is typically 600 to 1,000, then anything more than that. You know, we're looking at the relief shading charts and finding contours or rocks or, just structure down there that looks like it could be holding some fish. And then, whether we're – it's just that's a big question, right?
Yeah.
Deep dropping, I mean, slow pitch jigging, I think, we use as far as grant, everybody wants to know what type of jig to drop. I think it's like a gram per foot of water that you're in. So if you're in 500 foot of water, you can, drop a 500 gram jig down there.
Right.
We're big fans of slow pitch jigging. So letting that jig flutter all the way to the bottom, thumping the mud down there. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of doing a couple jig ups and then letting that bait go right back down, smack the mud again, cause we're always trying to get the grouper out there. And
right.
But yeah, man, relief shading's our friend. I know I spend a lot of time on relief shading, especially when I'm trying to figure out where to go.
You know, one huge benefit is some historical data as far as deep dropping. That is kind of a relatively new term. And deep dropping never really came into fruition until the advent of braid line. Braid line changed the world.
Right?
So yeah.
It does. And really, when you drop that deep, obviously the thickness of your line, mm-hmm. aka the poundage. Further, you got two different kinds. You got a
hollow core
braid,
yep.
And then you got a single, strand braid. And that single strand is going to be a little thinner, mm-hmm. but a little less abrasion resistant, But anyways, one of the things I learned early on as far as deep dropping, the hilltops are obviously some of the most ideal places for things like tilefish, barrelfish, A lot of these deep water sharks, eels, you know, really deep stuff. And I was always taught, you know, try to find the hill, start at the top and go to the bottom, or go to the bottom and come up the top, you know, right along that edge, along that upper side is where a lot of those fish tend to hang out, generally speaking. But, man, I mean, you know, when you say deep drop, the first thing I think of is man, anything below 700 foot of water is in. Fight after 700 feet of water, right?
Yeah.
So if you're deep drop, in my mind, is anything below 700 feet of water.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. The most educated answer.
Well, when I hear somebody, you know, it comes to mind, like Jeff was saying, I'm always thinking 700,000, 15, you know, swordfish in depth, kind of thing. Yeah. First thing that comes to mind with me, swordfish.
Thanks, Jeff.
Is he gone?
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask him if you heard about Cameron's fantasy slam.
Oh, yeah, we was talking about it last night, so... Yeah, who hadn't, man? That's phenomenal.
I mean, it's never happened in the Gulf, according to everybody I've talked to. Nobody's ever done it in the Gulf of America.
Yeah, I wonder what the jetty slam would be. You know, we're talking like hardhead, piggy perch.
Hey, y'all ought to have that one nailed down.
Let me tell you. If there's a jetty slam, you know, we got it, baby. We got it.
Well, that slam's probably a dozen species or something like that. Something crazy off the wall number.
You know what? That would be cool to that would be cool though. Go out there and catch all the crazy inshore fish. I don't know, but yeah, that was amazing. That's amazing. I mean, to get out there and have a day like that, so much variety. I mean,
yeah, I know a guy that fished a brackish bayou one time, and he caught brim, crappie, bass, redfish, flounder, and speckled trout, and catfish. Seven species in one spot.
That's nuts, though, brother.
It is.
Well, looks like it's going to be a nice day for us out here, man.
There's some weather in the Gulf east of us, but I don't know whether it's going to move this way or not, man. Hopefully it just stays over there where it's at.
Yeah. I hope so. That weather's been so unpredictable, man. Who knows?
Well, you look at that glob on radar, and then it'll move kind of east, and then it'll kind of trickle south. And as long as it stays that way and doesn't come west, you know, or southwest towards you guys where y'all are headed out, I think you'll be fine. And the wind is down this morning.
That's true. It looks like it's going to be a nice little ride out there, so... Yeah, that's what
west
we're hoping
northwest
for.
9 to 11 offshore, and then north northwest at 2 inshore. So it's pretty calm.
Yeah, that's going to be nice, man.
Yeah,
you know what? We just want to put the vets on some fish, man. Have some fun out there, make some memories.
Bites,
you know,
and pulls, man. They don't care what they catch. They just want to bow up, man.
And that's the goal, baby. We got a team out here, so. It should be a lot of fun, man. We got a lot of people that are excited to get these veterans aboard, get out, make some memories, catch some fish. So,
what do you got, like four or five boatloads of them?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have five boats today.
Five boats? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be good, man.
Yeah.
And, I think we're going to try to start with a little kingfish action, give that a try, and then go out, do some snappering, and then like Jeff was saying, you know, go take a gander at the shrimp boats out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. It's gonna be a fun ride.
Well, there's plenty of bait on them shrimp boats, man. All that bycatch, that cull going over the side. They cull out, tie up and cull out. That's good stuff.
Heck yeah. That's welcome to the rodeo when they start culling, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am seeing that little weather out there on to the east.
Yeah, I see it back to the east of y'all right now. I've been keeping an eye on that, and it really hadn't moved much. It'll kind of drift in and drift out and then back. It's weird the way it's acting.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. We'll keep a close eye on that one for sure, brother.
Well, all the equipment you got on your boat, I mean, you can stay in touch. You got, well – Now you got all the satellite stuff. You got radar, sonar, electric toothbrushes.
That's
right. Remember when Quinn said that in Jaws? I love that line. Oh, electric toothbrushes.
That's but too funny, man. Oh, my God.
Old school, man.
We got it all, baby. Whatever you need to keep in touch with them storms, we'll find them.
I know Sugar Shane and all that crew of yours over there, they've been hammering on them sharks, buddy.
Boy, they've been hammering. We joined that party yesterday and decided to take a day off of offshore and stay inshore. And golly, man, we got, I don't know how many big spinners, you know, all the crew caught, but I'm talking about seven footers. I mean, just freaking massive.
Yeah, I saw these some photos of some giant spinner sharks they're holding up, man.
Yeah. It was good, man. It was lots of action, lots of fun. We tagged a spinner shark yesterday and released it, which was cool.
Cool.
And with the satellite tag and then it was good. Light tackle was a little bit slow, but there was just little trout everywhere. I mean, you could not get away from the undersized trout out there, which is a great sign. I mean, we'll take those running around all day, you know.
Well, so, you notice, I mean, does it look like compared to last year, are you catching more sharks this year than you were this time last year?
About the same. I'd say it's probably about the same. You know, going into August. It's been good. They've been out there thick, you know. I'd say it's probably about the same though.
So when you take these crews out there, what's your main bait for sharks? What do y'all like to put on the line, throw out?
Yeah, we really like, especially if we're on a shark hunt, and that is the main goal. We like to pull over and try to catch a bunch of live sand trout. Like, that's our favorite bait, I would say, to throw.
Right.
Clip that tail on that sand trout and float them out there, buddy, and hold on. And so we like to do that. And, you know, whatever else, you know, bycatch as we're light tackle fishing, whether it's, you know, whiting or, you know, just something alive, something oily. My favorite bait is a ladyfish, you know, catch a big old ladyfish, and that thing is so oily and bloody. I mean,
yes.
And it's a great bait. Anything will eat it.
Do you alter that bait? Do you cut it in half or just leave it whole or what?
Well, we hooked a giant fish yesterday on the bottom on a whole ladyfish that was alive. It was like 18-inch ladyfish or something. That thing got smoked. But, you know, if I don't have a lot of time, I'm looking for a quick bite. Say it's a little 4-hour trip or something, man. Yeah, I'll cut it in half and, you know, throw that head out there and kind of wing it out, you know, do a little surgery operation on him.
You know, I hear that a lot from guys that fish for big stuff like y'all do. And I got a friend that fishes in the marsh up here in my backyard and he fishes for, you know, bull sharks and bull reds and catfish, but he always catches the biggest bull reds and the bull sharks on the head of a mullet heads. Always the best bet, the head. You know, with a little body behind it, you know, where like you cut it in half and just hook the head on with a little body to it, just bingo, bam.
Yeah, bingo, bam, bingo, baby. I mean, those mullet heads, and I really enjoy throwing the heads portion of the fish too.
Yeah.
You know, just meaty, and I think those fish just go nuts down there.
Stays on the hook better.
Heck yeah, that's exactly right. You got a little something to put that hook through. That never hurt anybody.
No. Well, I know you're busy, man. Y'all got to get you guys together and do your thing. So, Sharky, if somebody wants to get hooked up and come down to G-Town, stay in a lodge, do some fishing, get married, even get a divorce or whatever, call Sharky.
We'll do it all, baby.
Love you, man.
We'll do it all, man. They can hop on Google. Oh, check us out, Outcast Charters Galveston. You can see our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website, man. Hop on our hop on Google as well. Google us at Bayside Event Center right here off 61st Street in Galveston. Like Mickey said, from marriage, divorce, you name it, we'll do it all here, baby.
It's all fun. Outcast Yarders, just
that's
show
right.
Up.
Come
we'll
check us out, buddy.
Rest. All right, dog.
That's right, man. We make it easy.
Hey, y'all have fun out there, and God
yes,
bless what y'all are doing, man. That's good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, brother.
Take care of them veterans.
We're going to have a lot
all
of
right,
fun.
Brother. All right,
see you, buddy.
All right. That's Sharky Marquez. All right, I got a little time for the top of the hour, so I'm going to do a quick Starboard update, the CCA Star Tournament. All right, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Only two tags weighed in so far. That's for the truck, boat, package, the whole nine yards. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. They have two red tags confirmed and weighed in. And Blue Tag Division, that's for the transport boat, Mercury Coastline package. You have Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams of Bay City. Five tags have been turned in the Blue Tag Division. Five more to go. Looking at the inshore leaderboard. All right, this is Sheephead Division, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. Eric Harper of Houston is leading. And the Gafftop Division, Cherie Andrada, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. And Black Drum, Jason Smith of Sour Lake, 15 pounds, 10 ounces. And the Hall Power Offshore Division, the leader of the Kingfish Division right now is Leslie Maben of Groesbeck with a 51-pound, 4-ounce Kingfish. And Dorado Cameron Hubner of Fulcher, a 37-pound, 3-ounce. And Ling Cobia, Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces, and Red Snapper to round it off, 25 pounds, 8 ounces, caught by Joseph Hansen. All right, you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break, national anthem and all that. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.